joining me at the Pirelli is the Hereford manager, Martin Foyle. Disappointment to be out of the FA Cup, to say the least.
Yeah, disappointed with the result, but certainly not the performance. I thought we played some really, really good stuff. After that, probably a little bit nervous, sort of like 10, 15 minutes getting used to the wet pitch and a zippy ball. But after that, I thought we more than matched them. And on the run we're having, yeah, the balls aren't dropping in the box, are they? They're hitting one of theirs, a deflected wide, another deflection for a corner. And the ball, we're just having half chances, three-quarter chances, but they're not hitting the back of the net. And it's no fault of our own. You know, I say to the players, I criticise you for not going into the box and trying to be positive, but I'll slaughter you if you come out the box and hide. But no, they've given me their all today. And, you know, and the travelling supporters, like I say, they appreciate it when it's right.
Would you agree with me that's probably Frankie Artis' best game in a Hereford shirt today?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I thought he was outstanding. He did exactly what we've asked him to do. But unfortunately, you know, Frankie hasn't played a lot of football. You know, he's been out with a groin. And we've missed him. We've missed him. You can just see him there getting back to his best. But, you know, with groins, you've got to be very, very careful. And with the game in 48 hours' time, you know, I've just got to see how he is tomorrow and see whether he's right.
Mentioning injuries, Rhys Evans seemed to pick up, was it a fractured toe or something like that?
No, he twisted his ankle. So, you know, we put Dan in. I thought, you know, Dan, like I said, I've got no problems at all with the keepers. You know, there's good competition there. So if Rhys is not ready, then Dan steps into his shoes.
Seems one after another. No Luke Graham today, foot injury.
Yeah, foot injury. It's that black cat, isn't it? But we're certainly going to go, and that was spirit. That's given me a little bit of a smile on my face. Though we're out of the cup, which is obviously devastating, but I actually thought that we were actually there for the fight today.
Chances created, just couldn't convert them.
No, again, good positions, good areas, some good free kicks gone into there. Yeah, we had a couple of good headers. Smithy had one, Rod had one early, Dom had another one. So all I can do is put that ball in the box, keep attacking it, and something will come. And it doesn't take much to turn the corner, but, you know, I did say to him there, you know, Tuesday, obviously, now is a very, very important game with Southport coming up on the Saturday, so I need every one of them.
Got a lot of energy from Hereford this afternoon. Couldn't quite get, you know, a replay that probably Hereford would look at and think, yeah, we may well have got a replay out of it in the end, but it's a big game now against Chester.
Yeah, it's a big game against Chester, but, you know, yeah, if we'd have got an equaliser, I think we'd have been on the front foot. So, yeah, Chester, we've got to take it. You know, football's never easy, is it? You know, we know what hard times we've got here. And we've certainly got to be, every one of them's got to be counted on Tuesday night. And obviously, like I said, I've been taking the flak off the boys, but I want them to turn up in that same spirited mind, you know, and being positive going forward rather than, you know, trying to play in wrong areas and getting caught. So we're just going to have a good go at Chester on Tuesday.
Have you got bodies to bring back in? Is there any sort of light at the end of the tunnel in the opposite direction?
No, I've got to get out first, you know, which before I can bring somebody in. I don't know how many I'm going to get out, but that's what I've been told. So I've got to get on with it and scouring around and see if one or two people can do me some mega cheap favours.
You know, I meant in terms of injuries, players coming back.
Oh, the injuries coming back. Probably no, but
because you've obviously Frankie Artis has come back and Michael Rankin has come back in there.
Yeah, they've come back, but you can tell they're just still short of that match sharpness, you know. So we've got Ross back, we've got Bushy back, so that's two, you know. So so obviously I've got to try and wheel and deal, but see if I can get one of ours out first.
What spark do you think it will take to get Hereford out of this sort of spiral that the club seem to be in at the moment?
Goals.